Ba-ding. God, we're not hanging about tonight, are we?
No,
I've never.
We're not doing any more of that 3-hour nonsense that we did last week either. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 110. For closing in on the end of January, I'm joined on the left. Hang on a second. My name is Fraser. I'm joined on the left by Dave.
Hello.
On the right by Pilch. And
bonsoir.
The time delay getting across the Atlantic is obviously considerable. And below me is Neil.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Everyone's all right, are they?
Yeah. Neil's sitting in the void, apparently.
Yeah, I'm starting to look for a picture now, so I'm not liking it.
Okay, well, you just crack on doing that. Welcome to another show. Thanks, everyone, for coming back after we bombarded you with what was close to, I think, a 3-hour show last week, which we really enjoyed doing.
It's only the hardcore listeners on now.
Yeah, I think... How do you listen to shows that long? I mean, I
don't think people do.
Yeah, maybe they don't. Yeah, I don't. And you got to do it in sections, haven't you? It's like movies that are over like an hour and a half. I got to watch them in sections across the week.
Totally.
Or maybe like, I know sometimes I put in my earphones and sort of just put my head back and just close my eyes for a minute. And then like suddenly it's over. And it's like, oh, that was a good show.
Here you go.
That show's getting better. 3 hours and I was on the bloody show.
It's the silence that kind of wakes you up. You go, oh, is that, oh, that was done. That was quick. It's like, no, that was 3 hours. Oh.
So let's crack on then with this show and see if we can maybe bring this one in a little bit less. Maybe not. Depends how much of a good time we're having. Fun boys. Let's start off. Neil, you've got in here, I think, Fantasy League FA Cup week.
Yeah, so we're still in the same game week. There is no real, there's no new week this week, and because it's FA Cup weekend, so whatever's in the league is current. I'm doing shit, tradition these days, it seems. Who is doing okay? Everyone except me seems to be doing okay. Fraser, you're on top. Oh, no, no. My son is top scorer so far this week on 52, followed by you on 47.
Ooh.
Dan Fletcher at 45. And Christian's going up there at 43. Last week's big scorer, John Wilson, only on 26. But he's still beating me.
He's so, beating you on 26?
Yes, that's how bad it is this week for me.
Ouch. There were a few in there with double game weeks too.
Tim
there?
Kelly was only on 21. What happened there? He was getting all right as well.
So only on 21. Why, what are you on?
25.
Oh, you're crushing it on 25.
Absolutely shocking. so we had a double point at red card last Friday.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, that game week's still going on, right?
Yeah, my one player who had a double game week is... obviously suspended for his next game because he got a red card. Actually, unless the goalkeeper comes back for Watford. But Watford got a new manager in the meantime. That was the big news, wasn't it, football-wise?
Who's that?
Was it after that game? They got rid of Claudio Ranieri, league winner.
How could you get rid of Ranieri?
They've lost 11 out of 14 games since he joined, so that was not a particularly great record.
They wanted a younger man in the job.
Yeah. So they went for Roy Hodgson.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. He's still going.
Safe pair of hands. Well, at least it wasn't Sam Allardyce, was it? So, you never know.
Oh, my God. These serial managers. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, Roy sticks around you if he's given a chance. He was at Palace for quite a while.
How could they not find a younger up-and-coming manager that could do a job until end of the season? It's just ridiculous. Right. Just wheel him out again. Yeah, unbelievable. How much
Everton
is
also have got rid of their manager. 3 months. Everton got rid of Benitez.
Mm.
And Wayne Rooney, obviously famous for his debut goal in the Premier League against Arsenal when he was like 16, for Everton, turned him down apparently. He said, no, fuck off. I'm better off at Derby, who are basically going to get relegated or potentially like go out of business. So
yeah, but maybe at least Wayne. Job is. Yeah, well, maybe Wayne's got a little bit of a sensible head on his shoulder and says, like, you know, why on earth, if I'm starting just to cut, you know, starting out cutting my chops as a manager, would I go put my head on the chopping block at Everton, right? Yeah, maybe it's so maybe he's a smarter man than we give him credit for.
Oh, I think he is most definitely. But staying at Derby, I'm not sure about that.
Well, yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's not dwell on Fantasy League then too long because there's nothing really happening. Anything going on? We did some Twitch streaming last week. I streamed some of the
Death's Door, wasn't it?
Death's Door, yeah. And did we stream? Somebody streamed Back for Blood?
You did.
Yeah.
Did we stream it? Oh, we must have. Yeah we did.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because anyway, we'll come back to those. Crashed halfway through.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back to those games because we've got to talk about them and what we've been playing. But at least we got some Twitch streaming done. Anything else to talk about for Discord or tweets? I did a Twitter call today. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Did you?
Yes. I went through and basically. Well, I'm of the opinion that if we're following you and you're not following us, you're not listening to us.
I just went and followed an absolute shed load of people to try and get more listeners. That's all.
Oh, well, I went and unfollowed them because fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Anyway, sorry.
Don't need them. You must have been bored then. Is that what you mean? You finished work early, had nothing better to do.
I always do that with Twitter. When it's just occasionally, I just get that sort of. I just get annoyed at the fact that you're following people and they don't follow you back. Right? You know.
Doesn't really bother me in the slightest.
Yeah, I just wanted this for those moments. Catch me, Neil. I don't know what to say, really. When the moment takes me, then the fucking hammer comes out. But it's nice and tidied up now. It's nice and tidied up now, hopefully, because I followed a load of people, too, who were following us, and we hadn't followed back, so it's the least we could do. So. Okay, well, then let's get on then to the questions and the comments and the feedback and whatnot. What have we got here? John Mouse, friend of the show. Now I know John Mouse from somewhere. It escapes
me.
Didn't
he do a podcast?
No.
Too early. You're going too early. I don't know who is representing, but someone is in the chat today.
John Mouse says, my question is, when are you next playing Back for Blood? I want to join. Tried to play it on my one, but that game is harder than Roy Keane.
That's not, it's not.
Well, we've already got a full game, I'm afraid.
Well,
someone's got some people we could play with. He must know another three people that he could muster together and get a game going.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe you're seeing how good we all are, though. Just thinks, you know, I could jump in there and give him a hand.
I definitely want to play more for that, more of that game. But we are playing pretty.
We're nearly there, aren't we?
Yeah, really? We are. Yeah. Are we going to do Back for Blood now? Because I mean, we're sort of jumping the shark here on Back for Blood. But
no, let's wait. Then we'll wait. Unless there's any more questions. Oh, there's more questions about Back for Blood, aren't there?
Well, Chinny piped up as well and said, if I can make it, I would come too. Never played it. I suppose we'll go into a little bit more depth on Back for Blood when we get to it. The point is, we play on Sundays. Arcanix, I think, is down for playing. I text him, but he never joins us. I think we played on Sunday. We only had three of us because somebody just didn't turn up. They were not committed to the team.
We had a new team member, didn't we? Milky Tits.
Yeah, Milky Tits. you know, just...
I must have been drunk. I couldn't remember. I was like, what was he on about, Milky?
Yeah, what's the best way to do it? I mean, we're looking for people.
Because
I mean,
you can only have four people, can't you? That's the problem.
Right.
So,
I don't know. John Mouse and Chinny will put you down for the come and join in, but or if you guys are getting games together and want to fill out a squad, because you definitely need to play it with a squad. Playing with randos is a nightmare, and playing with bots is pointless.
Yeah.
So
you were singing the praises of the bots over me and Dave a couple of months ago, I seem to recall.
No comment. We'll come back to Back for Blood because we've all been playing it, obviously, except for one of us.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a bit. Joystick J, really got some sort of connection with John Mouse? Anyway, Joystick J says, I've just been to see Scream at the cinema. Pretty good. So I had to ask, say this in scary Scream phone guy voice. Do you like scary movies?
That sounds more like something else.
That was a bit worrying.
I want to watch you. I'll hide under the clothes and I'll watch you.
This is what you're normally doing on a Friday night. Obviously.
He says, what's your favorite scary movie? I'm going to gut you like a fish. Oh, wait a second. Am I supposed to be doing that bit in the voice as well?
I think that's the bit you're supposed to dare say in the scary. I don't know the Scary Scream voice. That's such a long time. Did you watch any of the other sequels? I don't even remember.
I don't think so.
I remember this hysterical. I can't even say it. The
Scary Movie. Movie.
Scary Movie, yeah.
Was that satirical? I think it was a bit. It wasn't clever enough to be satirical. So.
Yeah,
I like a good scary movie. I'm not one for watching scary movies all the time, but there are certain times when I suddenly jones for it. And I recently watched, Mansion Haunted? No, fuck, what was it? I have to find out what it was called.
Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah. It was Cheapy D had watched it and he recommended it. Let me see. I think his name is Hamish Linklater. I'm starting to get a bit of a bromance on for Hamish Linklater, really, because he was so good in it. And it was called Midnight Mass.
That was a show, though, wasn't it, rather than a movie?
Yeah, it's not a movie. Sorry, it's a series. But I highly, highly recommend it. He is amazing in it, and it was really good, really good. So yeah, I like a good. I think one of my favorite scary movies though is probably Cabin in the Woods. But there are plenty to choose from.
I don't watch one so long.
I'm not a great fan of the scary ones. I don't mind gory stuff like Hostel and stuff like that. But
I haven't seen any of them either.
I can't Saw, watch
Hostel
shit.
Anything. I haven't watched it.
Mm. So they're all right, but I don't like the psychological shit. That fucking freaks me out. I can't watch stuff like that.
Just
stuff gets in your head. The things that are...
Silence of the Lambs not really classed as a horror film. Is it a scary movie? I don't know.
No, that's not a horror film. Is it?
Like a psychological thriller, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
That did getting close. Creeped me out quite a lot, that film.
Yeah, man. Mm. That film was great.
But
I think it's worse when it's something that could actually happen. Mm-hmm. Ones that like Freddy Krueger and shit, and Hellraiser, stuff like that. It's just funny. It's
Hellraiser was just weird as fuck.
Yeah, but that's this fantasy, isn't it? But it's the ones that could happen, that actual, you just think, yeah, someone could actually be or do that. That's the fucking shit that gets me.
Yeah,
like Final Destination.
It's a little bit outrageous, that, isn't it? I don't know whether
all the things
how
they get killed was all normal things that could have happened to people, wouldn't it?
I don't know whether it's the same sort of thing, Pilch, but I'm always things like Mummy Dearest or things, you know, where there's a psychological family, some weird family shit going down, or you know, I don't know.
I think the last I'm just quickly looking. The last one I watched was Life. With Ryan Reynolds, Jack Gyllenhaal, about a alien on a on the International Space Station. I think that was a horror. I think that was quite good.
All right, don't know that one. Check it out.
I'm not a massive one for horror itself.
My missus won't watch any of them, so I don't watch any.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems I have is my missus won't touch it, won't go anywhere near anything that's scary.
The Cloverfield Paradox. I'm not sure if that was a mystery or a thriller or a horror. I don't know how they really...
I watched that Nick Cage one the other week. That was really scary.
Not that's the Willy one.
Willy's Wonderland, yeah.
What?
Willy's Wonderland, yeah. Fucking weird as fuck that was.
Was that?
Basically, yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit like that. I don't know, to be fair, because I'm not actually playing for my Five Nights at Freddy's, but it had that kind of weird animatronic animal vibe. So, yeah. But, yeah, I wouldn't class that as scary by any means. hilarious, maybe. But I can't really think. Like I say, Silence of the Lambs is about the scariest thing I've ever watched, I think, probably, like because it was fucking just creepy as fuck. But it wasn't really. I wouldn't say it was a scary movie. It's like... not like a horror movie, I'm sure, but definitely had like fucking shivers up the spine and all that shit watching that bit. So
okay, Jay goes on to say, great show, guys. Just caught up with the festive episodes. You do enjoy your digs at joysticks and chill, don't you?
Some joysticks of us do.
And what?
Yeah, you got John's email and Jay's emails. That's the most content they've put out for weeks.
John's in the chat as well, masquerading as joysticks and chill in the Twitch chat.
It's John, anyway, is it?
John.
If we can get them all together on here, they might as well just do a show, mightn't they? Yeah.
We could absorb them. It'd be like Xbox buying Activision.
I'm not quite sure that's the parallel I'll go with, to be honest.
What would it be more like?
I don't know.
Dollar Tree buying Dave's Market.
Roy Hodgson going to Watford.
No offense, Dave.
Oh, God. Right, come on. Move on, Fresh.
All right, Ginny sent us a message. He says, you have to play a story stroke single player game every 5 years. Which one would it be? I'm playing Mass Effect 1 at the moment, and it makes me realize how much I've forgotten and how much I loved it.
But this is the same game every 5 years, not just one story game every 5 years.
Same one every 5 years.
I don't know. I think previously I would have said like Final Fantasy 8.
8, really?
Yeah.
Was that like 100 hours?
That was the one with the card games, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I can't remember it exactly because it was a long time ago. But I definitely remember and seeing the remake of Final Fantasy VII. They're still really old games, and like I couldn't imagine playing that every 5 years. It would take about 5 years to complete.
It's literally like painting the fourth bridge sort of thing. Once you finish, you start it all over again.
Old games are old. They're not very good.
What are you saying? Final Fantasy is not good? Oof, controversial.
It was good at the time. But it's so old. A 5, like 10 years ago, and 10 years from now, our game's now 10 years from now.
Well, if they remaster a game every 5 years, you'd be all right, basically. Yeah. But like, obviously, Mass Effect 1 that Chin is playing right now is not Mass Effect 1 that you played however many years ago. What was it? 15?
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose the game.
Playing that again. Original.
Yeah, I tried playing it on the PC a couple of years ago, and it was horrible. I'd never played it originally, so I had no love for it, and I was like, I can't play this. It's so fucking old.
Mm. I suppose the best thing I can think about is first person shooters, so like Modern Warfare 2, or
and it can bang through in like 5 hours, basically.
Yeah. But they're still the functionality, like the first person shooter, hasn't changed. Yeah, I know there's sort of slight differences, but they're essentially the same game, slightly better graphics and stuff.
I don't think I've ever. There aren't many games that I've actually played twice, I don't think, anyway.
You're playing Dead Island.
I've played that two or three times. But then it's co-op-y, so I've played it with other people. But I've finished that probably three times now on different consoles. So, and I'd always go back and play that again. That was a good game. Once you've played it through once, you can next time you can just zip through the whole thing. It's like a 12-hour game, then it turns out it's only like about a 3-hour game when you play it the second time.
When you know really? What it is,
it's a lot easier to go through it once you just smash everything. But that was a good game, bloody good game. So I'd probably choose that. I can't think of any other games that would desperately want to play it every 5 years. Not story-based game, anyway.
No, it just says story/single-player, so I assume that means like you could play Sonic every few years. So it doesn't really count as a story game.
It's not got a story, is it? That's
what I mean. It doesn't say it says story/single-player. It doesn't mean it has to have a story.
Anything that's single-player, then.
I think I'd have to go for something like a Zelda. I mean, I replayed Wind Waker this year, and it was showing its age, but after an hour or two, I was just right in the zone and enjoyed it. And I wasn't playing the, I was playing the original version from, gosh, when was that? When did Wind Waker come out? 2004, 2003 on the GameCube?
GameCube.
You weren't playing it on the GameCube second time around, though, were you? You're playing it on Switch, I assume. Was you?
No, I was playing it on, well, actually, I was playing it on the Wii, but it was, that's got a GameCube emulator in it.
Right, it was still the exact same game then. It wasn't, they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, and I played it with the GameCube controller too. It was great. And the beauty of it is, after 5 years, I can't remember shit. So.
Are you going to go for something like Zelda?
I could definitely play that once every 5 years easily. I don't think I'd forget, though, all the stuff that happened. That's the problem. Because it's relatively recent, but I think that will stick with me for a long time while I played there. But yeah, I'd go back and play
sticking
that.
Sticking with us as well, for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I found it interesting to listen to the veteran gamers this week and Chinny talking about Mass Effect 1, because he really was gushing about it. And I was surprised at that, because I was always under the impression that Mass Effect 1 was not the better game.
Mass Effect 2 is the best one, isn't it, supposedly?
Yeah, but it was interesting to find, you know, somebody talking about how much they actually really loved, you know, the nostalgia and the love and the appreciation for the first game, which was pretty neat.
I might play Anthem every 5 years.
Is that still around?
Exactly.
That's still a thing. It's not even shut down yet.
I don't know exactly how. I never actually got around to playing it.
It was brilliant. I saw something posted today where they said Ubisoft was shutting down this game. You know, that,
well, Hope Escape.
Was that what it was called? Because everyone was just going, Ubisoft's shutting down a game that nobody has heard of. And I've even forgotten what it was called, and I read about it earlier
in the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was a generic word game.
Wasn't it a Battle Royale game?
It was a Battle Royale. It was clearly not very good. I think it was trying to rip off everything else and combine it into one game. I don't know where they get that idea from, Ubisoft. But yeah, it didn't go very well. Obviously, it's not like there's, I don't know, fucking, there was, that was the time when there was one coming out every week, it felt like. And there's only really two or three that have stood the test of time. Maybe probably three, really.
Right.
Yeah, there were tons of games at the time. I remember being subscribed to loads that were all in development, and you were sort of actively keeping an eye on them because they all sounded pretty good. And then the genre just became too, you know, flooded. And loads of them just
flooded
died.
With a giant of COD. Once COD came out, just.
Yeah, because even.
Everything away, didn't it, really? Apex Legends is another biggie, though. Still.
But who were the other Battlefield? They brought one out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, Firestorm, yeah.
Yeah, we all had a crack at that, but it didn't.
Not for long.
Great.
Not for long, no.
Well, I remember, because I was telling my daughter this a few mornings ago. I remember when Fortnite was a co-op PvE, a base building and wave-based defense game.
Mm-hmm. Is that completely gone now?
Yeah,
no, they ended up releasing it, didn't they?
Well, it was called Save the World. It was out.
Was that? At
one point you had to buy it, and then it went free because no one was playing it. But I don't even know if that's on there anymore. I think they might have completely removed it.
Right. But the game originally released as that, and then they kind of ripped off PUBG because that was the first big one that was well known. And then there was a court case battle to see if they could like rip off the idea, which, looking back, you know, trying to protect a game genre is a bit weird. But yeah, it was like the whole, and once Fortnite was out, the whole sort of thing exploded. Apex Legends was Titanfall 3 originally. And then that turned into Apex Legends without the Titans, which I still think is a bit shit. And then every game developer and their dog sort of shoehorned in the battle royale experience, and none of them really as pushed it. There was one that it was Elysium you were playing, Fraser, for a while.
Ring of Elysium, which Ring was okay, but I mean, it was PUBG, just in a different PUBG. Yeah, it was PUBG for people who couldn't run PUBG.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't run PUBG. PlayStation.
Xbox.
You'd be surprised. PUBG is not that PC friendly.
Is it not?
No. Or Xbox friendly.
Definitely not Xbox friendly. Although it does seem to be, I think they have done some decent work on it. It's a little bit better optimized than it used to be, I think.
That's free everywhere now, I assume.
Yeah, it's free to play now. So
I'm sure we'll talk about that in a bit.
Maybe. Okay, let's move on then to what, thanks everyone for the questions.
We had a tweet in while we were talking.
Exciting stuff.
Scroll up to tweets.
Oh, all right. Okay, make me work. I like it. Oh, MS Rangers, friend of the show. Hi, boys. Love the show and love spotting your show on a Saturday when you have recorded the night before. So hopefully not asked before. What was the first gaming console you played on? I'm old. I played on Pong. Not sure if it was called Grandstand, but it was two sticks and a ball.
Mm-hmm. That's probably thinking back. Console-wise, that's probably what I played. It was a Binatone that we had.
Yeah, we had it.
Was like, we had a light gun for ours. It was pretty fancy.
Yeah, I remember we had a Pong game. So this must have been early 80s, 80, 81. But I don't remember playing it a lot because, let's face it, it's shit.
I think I played it quite a lot. We had a light gun, like I say.
Yeah, so we didn't have that luxury.
It was just a big white dot going across your screen. You had to shoot. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
So it was amazing. What was the first one you bought yourself? That'd be a bet.
I specifically remember I bought a Super Nintendo with Street Fighter 2 with Christmas money. I don't know what year it was. It must have been
92.
You must have been pretty young when you were Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my brother put in together with it, and we bought Super Nintendo. And
I bet they were quite expensive, weren't they, back in the day?
We bought it from Curry's or...
Not Dixon's, yeah. Did a Dixon's.
I bought... it was $199.99 with Street Fighter. Bought a SNES with Street Fighter. I had a Famicom before. That was £500 from Japan in 1990.
And it was
1990.
Shit.
No, it was good. You noticed because it was, but you noticed when I got a proper SNES, it was only running on 50 PAL. It was ridiculously slow compared to the Famicom.
I did not actually adjust.
Because they were running on 60 hertz and the PALs were only running on 50. But Yeah, 500 quid for the Famicom, but then the games were ridiculous money. So I ended up just, once the SNES was out, I ended up getting a SNES.
Well, they weren't
the first one. I didn't get it until it was quite... Oh, the game. No, they were about 45.
They were fucking 60 or 70 quid.
Yeah, I remember SNES games were about 65 quid.
Yeah.
I was earning £80 a week.
Wow.
When I bought that, and the games were 50, 60.
Now you are again.
Yeah, not far off. I think the first one I bought with my own money, working money, I bought a Mega Drive first, because that came out before the SNES. And then I bought a SNES. So I was 72, 92. I was nearly 20 by then.
When did the Xbox come out? 2000-ish.
No, before that.
No, not before not that.
Can't have been much before that. It wasn't the 98, was until 95, no. 96. No.
PS2 Xbox. Was when?
PS2 was probably about 99, 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's around 2000-ish.
See, but the thing is, CDs, that was the big thing about the PlayStation 2, is you could put CDs in them.
PlayStation 2 was DVDs.
March 2000 in Japan.
Yeah, CDs was PS1. That was the first
one. Oh, I'm getting confused. Right, okay. Right, PlayStation 2 was DVDs then. Yeah, I'm getting confused between them.
Was Xbox, it was PS2 era, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, original Xbox.
I reckon I might have bought a PS1 as my first actual from work money. Because I don't remember. I had computers like in the 90s. I had a DX2 66 just before the Pentiums came out. And it was a lush beige box, nothing fancy like you get nowadays. But no RGB in that, other than the G light for the hard drive.
No. Did it have a turbo button?
Probably. Yeah, I think it did actually, because it was DX2, so you could definitely press the turbo button. And then within about a month, the Pentiums came out and made it look really shit. So, brilliant. But there was no internet then either, I don't think. Well, basically no internet then.
I know the first console I bought was, like, I'd had the Spectrums or whatever, and then my cousin had always had Amigas and things, so we'd always been playing on something. But the first one I bought was a secondhand PlayStation I bought off a guy I worked with. So that was the first console I bought myself, which was great. I just moved in on my own, lived alone. Nothing to do but smoke weed, wank, and play Final Fantasy VII.
And they are back at the same time, obviously.
In no particular order.
All come round again.
Okay, let's move on then to what we've been up to. Thanks everyone for the questions. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Neil, should we just go in order? Neil?
Can do. So, Monday evening. Well, Monday we had a load of emails from schools saying about COVIDs. Just generic emails. Then we had another one because my son had about two the previous week saying he'd been a close contact. And then we got another one on Monday. So everyone did a test Monday. And my wife says, I think there's a line here. I was like, what do you mean you think there's a line? I was like, there's either a line or there isn't a line. She was like, it looks like there might be a line here. I was like, what? It's like, so I had a look. And I was like, I'm not sure that's a lie.
You should have got phrases.
A really microphone. Fucking faint mark there. Yeah, magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that a line? I don't know. So like we say, we all did tests and he did another test. And his tests both looked the same and ours all looked different. I was like, yeah, I guess that's a line then. So he tested positive on Monday. So we've all got a test every day for 7 days and he has to test Saturday and Sunday evenings to see if he's allowed to go out on Monday. But he's totally okay. He had a bit of a sore throat for a couple of days, so he said, but he seems to be fine because he's been yelling at his mates on the Xbox because a load of his mates are off as well. But yeah, symptoms-wise, he's been fine. No one else has tested positive yet.
Sounds very similar to our situation where my daughter had it. She didn't really, she didn't exhibit any symptoms and none of us got it. So those young immune systems. And are your kids vaccinated?
He'd had one jab. My daughter's had two. Me and my wife have both had three. But he was supposed to have his second tomorrow, which is quite annoying because now he can't have one for 3 months. Right, but I don't know if he really needs one now, if he's had it. I guess we'll have it again. So he'll have it in 3 months' time or whatever. Assuming he hasn't had it again by then. But
good old COVID. Well, fingers crossed.
Like I say, he's been all right so far. And he's allowed to go out Monday if he tests negative Saturday, Sunday. So I'm guessing that's the end of it, basically. So a bit weird. But no one else has tested a positive either. So we'll see. And then today, I went on a little jaunt out because, I went to Wembley today.
Wembley!
To the big city. The big smoke, how are you? Yeah. Was it scary?
It was a little bit scary. I was all right all the way there. And then all the way, because I literally went all the way to the start of the M1, like Junction 1, North Circular. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which is the edge of the ultra low emission zone in London. So if you go into London further, then you have to start paying money to drive your car.
Oh yeah.
But I was a bit like, oh, does that mean I've got to pay? But when I checked it, the place I'd been to in Wembley, because it wasn't the stadium, had conveniently, they'd obviously got some agreement that they weren't going to put any of the roads that led you from the end of the M1 to this place in the ultra low emission zone, because it was the only roads in the area that were not in the light blue. And it was IKEA, my favourite place.
Ooh. And so what made you go all the way to Wembley to IKEA?
Fucking loads of stuff from IKEA to do my bedroom. And there was one item that was required to finish all of the furniture that was unavailable in Milton Keynes, and it was unavailable for delivery. But for some reason, they had fucking thousands of them in Wembley store. I was like, right, you couldn't have moved these elsewhere, or you can't possibly like arrange for delivery from this fucking shop that's got 1,000 of the fuckers. So I've been checking the website every day, basically, and it said they were available for delivery today, and I was like, oh, right, cool, I'll order them then. And so I went through the rigmarole, ordered them, go to the checkout. £4 extra for delivery. I'm like, for fuck's sake, that's a bit of a ball ache, but at least I'll have them. And then it says expected delivery date 18th of February. I was like, you're fucking joking, aren't you? That's not available for fucking order as far as I'm concerned. I'm thinking it should be here like the next 2 or 3 days. So like, I went on, had a look on the website, looked at different stores, and like I say, Wembley had fucking loads. So off went down the motorway today. Like I say, all the way there on the motorway, and you get off the motorway, and it's like, fuck me, it's London. And all the lanes are really, like on a 4-lane road, all the lanes are really fucking narrow, and cars are just fucking cutting you up and in and out. And I was like, yeah, don't want to fucking drive around here too long.
They'll be killed in London,
Man, it was fucking just like a different style of driving. I was like pootling along on the inside lane going, I know I'm going to have to get off to the left, so I don't want to be in the wrong lane anywhere near where I've got to fucking get off, so I'm just going to stick in the left hand lane no matter fucking what here. But yeah, that was an experience. But I got my stuff. Oh, it's weird, like, you know, everyone jokes about IKEA, about getting lost in IKEA, and the only one I've ever really been to, actually been to, probably is Milton Keynes one, because it was, you know, built and designed sort of decades after the first one. I don't think it's that bad. It's not as big to start with, I guess. But yeah, went back in time, I think, going back into the Wembley one, because it was like, go up the stairs, this is all fairly familiar, and then it's like showroom, and obviously I've never been there, so I'm just like, it is quite fucking more like convoluted getting it right. You definitely like, you're going round and round and round in fucking circles or whatever. There is like a route you're supposed to follow. But because I've been to IKEA quite a lot of Milton Keynes, I know there's in Milton Keynes, there's like a, you walk around for that part of the showroom, it's like, if you go through here, you just skip out half of the fucking showroom.
Yeah, they're like little rat runs, aren't they?
So I was fucking walking around this Wembley one going, there must be a little doorway somewhere. And it was like, oh, there's a little damn fire door over there. Fucking walked over. It's like, yeah, shortcut, miss out half the fucking tube. I was like, yeah.
I was going to say you ended up outside.
Go back to the beginning.
Snacks. Did you get any snacks?
No, I didn't get any fucking snacks. I literally
Snack meatballs, mate. Any meatballs?
You get no meatballs. 10 meatballs and chips.
They're not nice.
Not even a hot dog. You must have shoved a couple of hot dogs down your cake hole.
No, I was in a hurry. I just wanted to get the fuck in there and get the fuck out.
Were you on your own, or did you take your
wife? Yeah, we went on a family outing to fucking like, a Wembley IKEA, yeah. No,
Wembley.
So I've been to Wembley more times than Spurs have since they left the stadium. And it was done.
Anyway. So you missed the trip there, Neil. That's when you, if you go on your own, that's like, okay, right now, I sit down for a meal. Like, you get like three or four courses. Ah, no, you know, it's just nice to be out without everyone hassling in you.
That was fun. But, yeah. So I was literally in there about 10 minutes, I reckon. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
No, he's in there shorter than the story.
Yeah. It's only upset because I mentioned Spurs.
They were at Wembley last year, by the way. Just thought
I'd were they?
At the worthless cup final that we lost.
Well done. Okay, is that you, Neil?
That's me. That's what I've done.
All right, I'll go next. I got a phone call from my doctor yesterday. Having hit the magical 5-0, it is now a requirement that you have to start looking after yourself. I went and saw my doctor for a medical where I was poked and prodded and felt. And then she sent me off to get... My doctor's a lady. And with the coolest name ever. Her name's Dr. Dragon. And
what, finger up your bum or something like that.
And
are you sure it wasn't a massage parlor you went to?
I'm not a rub and tug, no. I'm not gonna go too much into any of that detail. But she sent me off for blood work, so I had all that done, and then she said, I got the call, doctor needs to speak to you. So I was pretty much not really worried about it. I was like, well, it's probably going to tell me something. Or it's going to be brutally bad, but let's just see what happens. But I wasn't worried about it. But she did. She read me the Riot Act. I'm basically healthy, except for my cholesterol, which is absolutely through the fucking roof. And so that's it. I'm done now, boys. Unless I want to have a heart attack in the next 10 years, I need to do some serious quick changes. You have all this to come, I'm sure.
Oh, great.
Not be that bad though. You're active. You're outdoorsy. You take the dog for a walk. Is it shoveling the hot dogs down your throat? Is that
the thing? Yeah, it's
coming and winking away in a minute. Is there a bit of pizza going to come through that door?
No, it's not. We're having fish tonight.
got a bowl of vegetable curry coming.
I've got. I believe I'm going to have some fish coming up. So. Yeah, it's. I am generally like healthy. I gave up drinking a long time ago. I gave up smoking a long time ago. I'm pretty active.
What? Hang on.
But
you what's smoke that? Weed. That's smoking.
Weed is smoking. Well, I don't really smoke it. I vape it,
that's all right.
And so I ingest it. You gotta have a vice. Gotta have some sort of vice, haven't I? It was funny actually because she asked me about the weed.
Healthy.
She goes, she said, "You're not drinking or smoking." I said, "No, I don't drink. I'm still not drinking, not smoking." I said, "I am smoking some weed," and she said, "Oh, is that? Because I told her I was having a little bit of trouble. I wasn't a very good sleeper." She goes, "Oh, is that to help you sleep?" I went, "No, I just like really being stoned." which I think she appreciated the honesty, I guess. I just like being really fucking hammered.
Well, don't drink.
Like me too.
But the long and short of it anyway is my fucking love affair with cheese and everything that I really like is just over, right? I mean,
are you one of these people that opens a pack of cheese and just takes a bite out of it?
I have been known to just grab massive chunks of cheese. And like, I'm just, when I'm hungry, I don't mind. I'll go down and eat a ton of cheese and biscuits, you know. And I've, because I've never put on weight, nothing has ever stopped me eating those foods. But apparently lots of cheese is bad for you. And
who knew?
Yeah, so the white bread is out, starchy starchy foods out, all that. Anyway, I've got to research and try and find what in the dirt I can scrabble around and scrabble around for and eat like fucking dog.
That actually tastes the thing.
When was I 50?
Yeah.
About a year ago.
So about
no more maple bacon or...
Yeah, I'm coming up for 51 now.
You've got to bin off the pancakes and bacon for breakfast.
Yeah, binning off the bacon. Like, I mean, like, anyway.
We're way off for 50, aren't we? Us.
Yeah, no, you're not.
You are way past 50, aren't you?
I'm 50 in 2-3 months, April.
Yeah. So... And then the one thing I'd like to do is to take up swimming like Pilch was doing, but at the moment we can't do that. We've still got all the restrictions.
You
could so
lake swim, can you?
Yeah.
No, not right now. No chance.
What, the minus 20?
It's too cold to go outside and walk, let alone go outside and swim.
Don't people like dig a hole in the ice and then dive under the ice?
Well, they're just, if they want to kill themselves.
Yeah, some people might. Yeah. I don't think that, there are not many people who do that.
Well, okay.
Not many people who come back after doing that anyway.
No. So anyway, that was a bit of a bummer. It was a bit whatever. But it is what it is, right? You know what? As far as I'm concerned,
doing a different podcast soon.
The low cholesterol podcast.
Yeah, like Fraser Eats.
I don't know. Like half of it, like the annoying thing is, like I just before we start the podcast, I'm like, oh, I need to get a snack, and I go downstairs, and just as I'm entering the kitchen, I go, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing I can eat. What can
you
I
look,
eat?
You sound like my fucking son.
Just opens the fridge and looks into it for about 5 minutes.
It's like rammed full with basically bursting out because no, there's nothing in it. We never.
There's
got
nothing
food.
To eat. There's no food. So I don't know. So if you have any low cholesterol suggestions, please send them in. I'm open to many, many suggestions right
low
now.
Low cholesterol?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody just typed KFC in there. Come on. No. Come on. Have some compassion here. Anyway, that's all I've got. That's been the big thing for me. Pilch, what have you got?
All right. I haven't got a lot. We've got sick doggies.
Oh,
oh dear.
Both of them?
About 5 or 6 days ago, one of them started chucking up and weren't eating his food. So we took it down the old veterinaries, and there's a doggy sickness going round. A virus, would you believe?
Okay.
Not COVID, but there is a...
Dogs can get that, though, can't they?
Apparently so, yeah. So apparently it's 2 or 3 days of chucking up, then 2 or 3 days of shitting it out, and then they should be all right. So we've had 3 days of one dog throwing up everywhere. Yesterday it started doing the shitting everywhere. And then I came home this evening to find that the other dog had started chucking up everywhere. Nice. So we've got 6 days of that as well now. So that's great. They are resigned to the kitchen and will not be leaving the kitchen and area until such time that we can let them near a carpet or a sofa. But then they're feeling sorry for themselves. So one of them's got a doggy conjunctivitis as well, apparently. And I was looking at her tonight, and she's all her nose has started running now, so she's got a cold as well. But that's all right because the vet's relieved of us of about 170 quid. So, you know, I was starting to get too much. I was looking at my bank account, I thought that's getting a bit fat. I'm gonna have to start wasting some money on the vets again. So we've got that to contend with. Hopefully, it'll be finished by the end of the weekend. Right, I'm going to recommend a program if you lot haven't seen it. I'm going to say now, I'm going to put it on the table. I do not like
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
I don't like anything he's done before, no, really.
No, it's not my type
of movie. But if you watch anything, you have to watch Afterlife on Netflix. Have any of you three seen it?
I watched a few of the first episodes.
It's on its third season.
I've watched all of them.
I watched the whole lot. Me and Lisa sat and watched the whole lot. They're only half hours and there's only six of them. But we watched them all in one day. We just couldn't stop watching it. Fucking hell. It's depressing. It's hilariously funny. And I fucking was howling at the end of it. It is so sad. It is a masterpiece. It is an unbelievable program. Really is.
I think if there's one thing that Ricky Gervais like should be known for, and sort of going forward, like if like not everybody should watch, but it should be the thing that he is rewarded for. It's that, because it is such
one of the best, literally the best telly I've ever seen. It is unbelievable.
Better than Mrs. Brown's Boys, are you saying?
Fucking Mrs. Brown's Boys. Have you not watched any of them, Neil?
I watched the first couple. I don't think I could really. I was like a bit of a mess watching it, so I couldn't watch it. I was like, I can't watch this fucking.
I was literally crying my fucking eyes out in the last episode. It's so sad. It's unbelievable.
I think it's the only thing I've ever seen my daughter cry with when she watches TV. She's heartless, generally, like when she watches anything TV, because it's not real. Like, she's just got this like hard as nails thing. But like, both lady. Her and my wife were just in fucking complete pieces when I went up the other day, and I was like, oh, Ricky Gervais on telly, I know what you're watching.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So good. So good. I'm not.
I've never heard anyone say it's not good, but it is.
Yeah. You
know, heart wrenching.
I mean, it is. But it's funny at the same time. All the characters in it are just spot on. It's fucking brilliant. Honestly. Have you not seen it, Fraser?
It's one of those things. I'm aware that people keep speaking very highly of it, but I don't like to be moved
to emotionally.
The point of tears. No, I don't mind maybe a little bit probably not moved to more. Yeah, I don't set out. If I think something's going to really wrench at my heartstrings, I generally try to avoid it. I don't know why. It's because I'm heartless, maybe, or scared of my emotions or whatever it might be.
Too much of a man to be seen crying.
Yeah, probably. I'm also a little bit tired of Ricky Gervais, but at the same time, I do acknowledge his genius.
He's not being Ricky Gervais. It is he's not a typical Ricky Gervais character. It's I don't know, because I've not liked anything he's ever done. I hated The Office. That Derek thing he was in was just absolute fucking drivel. But yeah,
Is it Extras as well? It's that was another thing he did. I didn't like that.
Extras, yeah.
Didn't like
that. And then he plays the same. Then he was in that bloody Night in the Museum playing a complete prat of a character as well. And I actually hate him. And when it first started, I saw he was on it. I thought, I'll persevere. I'll watch it. But fuck. Oh, God. So good.
Yeah, glad you watched it, because I've watched it as well. I think my missus watched the first season, and I was just like, no, I don't want to watch it. And she's like, you have to watch it, and I'll watch it again with you.
There was a bit in the first series I remember where he gets fucking started on by a load of kids, and he's got a tin of dog food. And that's all I'll say. I did actually wet myself with that thing. But no, because it's like, you don't expect him to do that. She's like, smack.
Yeah,
that's this kid with a tin of dog food.
But I mean, it's done now. They won't make another one, and it's just, I don't know, just fucking brilliant. You couldn't watch it again. It's not one of the things you can watch again. Now it's been, you know, once you've seen it, you've done it. There was no need to watch it again, but fucking hell.
Yeah, I think
very good.
Just reading the comments, and I think John from Joysticks and Chill saying, Afterlife and Ricky Gervais has donated loads of benches on parks around the UK as a place for people to sit and talk on, because a lot of the The thing is just him talking with his friend, his wife's grave. As they say, he's donated one in Birmingham in the park where near where I live. So, yeah, it's a lot of the program is just people talking. Ricky Gervais mm-hmm. and other people talking about losing family and how I deal with it and the emotions that come around from it. So
yeah,
it's not an easy subject to, and it's never an easy subject for something to bring up. I think he's done an excellent job on showing, you know, the what people go through, because I'm lucky enough that I haven't lost anybody immediately close to me, and showing how difficult it is. You know, you might be appear fine on the outside, but yeah, there's the struggle that people go through. So yeah, very insightful, very sad, but very funny at the same time. So yeah, I'm glad you watched it and you've highlighted it.
Yeah, right, that's me done.
Cool.
Lord Shed.
I've got a few things to talk about. Well, actually, before I joined the show, I watched Eternals. We've gone for Disney Plus again this week. Today. Mainly because the daughter has got COVID, very similar to everybody else. Like me and the missus are fine. She was at school yesterday. She was unwell. We brought her home. She was COVID-free, or she wasn't experiencing she tested negative on the PCR, the lateral flow test yesterday. We was like, she's not very well again this morning. Let's just do another test. Me and the missus were negative and she was positive. So we're like, right, bugger off, go upstairs. So we've got to deal with that. So it's fun. So she's been bored today. So we got Disney Plus. But me and the missus watched Eternals. I don't know if anybody else has watched
that. Is that included on your subscription then?
Yes.
Because I thought that might have been a pay job.
Nope.
Pay extra.
We watched that.
You did?
Yep.
What do you think?
No. No, no,
is it better than Boba Fett?
I haven't watched Boba Fett yet.
I hear Boba Fett turns a corner at some point. We're only at, we've got episode 4, I think, we're supposed to watch next, and I heard somebody say that's supposed to be quite a good one. It makes...
All right,
your people are raving about episode 5. But
maybe that's the one then. But Eternals, honestly, I think we watched the first half of it last week. We watched the second half of it the week after. And I just got up and went and did the washing up towards the end of it. I was so bored. I went and made a hot water bottle.
Didn't eat any cheese while you were out there, did you?
Probably.
I'll
be remembering that cheese eating fondly.
Start wistfully thinking of cheese.
I was definitely looking at the clock more than the actual TV at the end.
It was definitely too long.
It was.
All of their films are too long. And then they put an extra 10 minutes at the end you have to fucking stick around for, don't you?
Yeah, we didn't bother. Switched it off.
I found the characters very, very, very boring. I think Angelina Jolie was completely miscast. Selma Hayek was all right. That main lady, she was okay. Sort of the Asian, English Asian.
Is she English? She was English.
She was good.
She was in Humans, a TV series in the UK.
What's she?
She was in Humans.
A lot of the other ones, I was like, whatever. You know, I mean, they're okay. It was, but I just
too much Marvel.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was a very convenient, actually, I think they did the wrong thing in the end. I think they should have, I don't know if anybody
should have just not made spoiler. It.
Well,
it's the wrong thing they did, yeah, for sure.
They're trying really hard to start a new Marvel thing.
A cheaper universe.
Yeah,
They were just uninteresting superheroes. Like
The one thing I did like about it, actually.
Was it like Heroes, the TV show?
kind of, yeah. But one of the characters was deaf, and whenever any of the characters were speaking to her, they were signing.
What?
And I thought that was quite interesting in that they were doing that. They were signing.
Right. It was interesting, but to be fair, all they were doing was just ticking every box. I mean, they had the Asian lady, the guy from China, the guy from India. You know.
By the way, these people came to Earth before, like, the civilizations, and I found it quite convenient every single one of the characters was a nationality or a race and a culture of.
Did they start each
cultures
race,
around? Well.
Is that
why weren't they alien? Why weren't these Eternals?
I guess they were, weren't they? Came here.
Well, they were in human form. They were in.
Well, that's why those lizards form? That are running the country. You wouldn't think they were lizards to look at them, would you?
Oh, mate, those lizards.
But yeah, like, how did they know? But because, like, we assume, and what we're shown in the TV show is they arrive on Earth and go, "Oh, they look good." We're not actually told that they're. Earth has been seeded with humanoid forms that these Eternals it just seems weird. Like, how did they know before coming to Earth that was the form to look like, and all of the different races, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, African, Irish,
is this number 5?
Yeah. Like, it just seemed very convenient, and
everything about it was too convenient, and I don't know.
No.
It's like, I guess they're from a comic book. Because it just sounds like, even if somebody gave me that comic book, I would have been like, this is really boring, this comic book. Like,
I've never been into comics, full stop, so.
Well, okay, well, that doesn't help, but, you know, like... Interstellar or Stellar Guardians, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? They're great. They have a raccoon that, like, loves weapons and bombs and shit. Like, that's just, and a tree, a talking tree. Like, this is just the stuff, brilliant.
They're just normal.
Entertaining. Mm. Like, an Indian, Scottish, Asian, English kid and somebody else, like, all just talking about time. Keepers of what it's just so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, get me a guy who had an accident in a power plant now who can shoot electric shit out of his eyeballs. You know, actually, the guy in the Eternals could shoot electric shit out of his eyeballs.
Was it actually shit? Because that would be pretty cool.
Electric shit. That would be great, wouldn't it? He had an accident at the sewage factory.
Actually, one of the comments in the film was like, "Oh, you're like Superman."
A character from a different.
Yeah, I know. It was really weird. Yeah, it was like, that's DC. Yeah, it was kind of like, it actually was like, yeah, that is kind of, he could fly, he could shoot lasers from his eyes.
It's sounds like strong. Superman.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Superman. Yeah, and it's like, were they trying to rip off Superman when they put out this, but like pretended it was, well, an alien, which Superman is.
He is an alien.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, mate.
Well, I was just going to say, I had a conversation with someone and we were talking about Marvel DC crossovers. And somebody said they're trying to work behind the scenes to make that happen.
Were you not listening to a podcast where they were talking about this rather than actually having a conversation about it?
Maybe. I don't know. You've heard it too, then.
I definitely heard someone talking about Marvel.
Probably the CAGcast.
Yeah, I think it probably was.
But I know I was talking to Arnie about Marvel comics as well. So I don't know. But
yeah. So it doesn't sound like Disney's going to get much of my money in any time soon.
I'm going to watch.
There just doesn't seem to be nothing on there at the moment.
No. I think I think Marvel and Star Wars. You just come on.
It's no Schmigadoon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's definitely no Schmigadoon.
Are you still getting Apple TV then?
Not at the moment. I don't think I've got it.
Because I haven't got it. I've not seen anything, any buzz about anything that's on Apple lately.
Did you watch Schmigadoon?
No.
No.
Oh my god! There he is. Please play Inscription. Please play Inscription. Please play Inscription. Well, will you watch Schmigadoon? No.
Nah.
I don't like musicals. You like card games?
No, I don't, really.
Yes, you do.
Not particularly. I mean, I'll play them if they're all right, but I'm not sitting there going, I love card games. I don't love musicals either. But Shmiga Doom was different.
Was it? Well, there you go. No, I'm not saying anything.
Go on then, Dave.
What have I got next? I've got Blink cameras. I bought some new cameras, security cameras for the house.
The excitement you have for that is awesome.
Yeah. They're great. I've got them out of the box and I've plugged them in and I've set them up on my app. They're all wireless. So they've got batteries included in them, which last about 2 years. They're all AAA lithium batteries. I bought a 4-pack, which were on a deal. And I also had some Amazon vouchers to put against them. So I actually paid about $160 in the end.
Oof, for must be nice.
For this camera set that should have been about $280. So quite a good discount on them. It's all in preparation for the shed and what we call the shed, we're affectionately going to be called the den now. I think it was the cabin, then the shed, and then it's the den now.
Affectionately calling it something.
Because we can't really decide what to call it, so we're going to call it the den.
What are you calling it, Dave? Let's get cut to the meat and potatoes of this.
Love pad. Dave's sexy time plays.
Polo sexy time. That's where you get the hot tub getting put in.
No, fucking hot tub.
That's where Dave's new hot tub stream's coming from.
I don't know, I like new tech. So they're a Google owned company.
Oh, so it won't work in a couple of months then.
So, well, to be honest, I've been looking into it, and actually they do have one of the best customer service.
Not Google.
Blink. So even though it is a Google-owned company, Blink are still a separate company owned by Google. It's the same as Ring. Ring are owned by Google, but they're still a separate company.
Of course they are.
So it's still got the same overlord. It's pretty good tech.
What's driving this purchase, Dave?
I decided when I purchased the den, the shed that we're going to put in, I've always been thinking about having cameras up, and half the point of the cameras is more of a deterrent than anything else. We're not in the best area, and I actually probably works to us.
Well, anybody who comes to rob you can't get their shit in the van, can they? They get the airboat.
You'll be able to hear their airboat coming anyway, won't you?
it's just one of them. I've always fancied that. I've always wanted to have something like put up. It's also it's also going to be used as a I'm going to put it on so it can see the front door, so if anybody does come to the door, I'll get a notification on the phone to say that movement has been noticed on the camera, then I can see.
I'd give them a cup of tea and a round of applause if they managed to get up to your fucking door.
I wanted to put some cameras up and an early sort of so I can see if anyone's at the front door. We can set up on multiple phones.
Will you just
be
checking it periodically to see if anyone's at the front door?
No, you get notified on your phone.
That's going to be annoying.
Well, so. Is this something that happens regularly? People come to your front door, but.
No, but because I'll be in the garden shed then. So I won't be able
to. Why didn't you go for the the ring stuff then?
Because I wanted multiple cameras put up. You can just put one up on the front door with the ring.
You can still have their own cameras.
And get the,
my mate's just done his house, well. The ring stuff. He's got about 6 cameras. Do you use the same app?
I think the Blink for me was cheaper.
Sorry, they got a doorbell then as well. The Blink stuff.
With the ring. Yeah, the Blink does. It's just been released. It wasn't in the deal, and they're still quite expensive. So I just sort of. I think I can purchase one and add it onto my Blink camera set later day.
I just feel like those the fancy doorbells. Someone's just going to fucking nick it.
Yes.
Like you fuckers.
Yeah, that's one of the things with these cameras as well, because they are wireless and you've got to put them in a place where people can't reach and just take them off the wall, because you could just rip them off the wall. But they are actually all the Blink customer services do replace, or it has been reported that they replace cameras that have been stolen previously. But because you've got to set them up in such a way and you've got to have the whole kit, like, I don't see why people steal anything, won't they? Just not bolted down. So
I think it would be a bit silly to steal someone's doorbell when it is literally fucking recording you doing it.
Yeah,
you spray it with black paint from a distance.
Half these people don't give a toss anyway, do they?
If it's less than £80 value, you get away with it anyway, don't you? Or is it £250?
Theft under £250 legal.
That's basically fine. You're allowed to do it.
My mate's just had all his house done. It's all Wi-Fi, and he's got cameras all over the show, and he's got the door ringer. I wouldn't mind just the doorbell. Mainly because we're on, got 3 floors and I can't be asked to keep fucking running down all the way downstairs to find out what twat's ringing my bell. But I found out they do the doorbell with the camera. You have to pay extra for the fucking ringer.
Yeah.
The ring ones. You get a doorbell, when you press it, it doesn't make any noise.
Makes your phone go off, doesn't it? It only works when your phone
goes off. Yeah, but if there's someone in the house and you've
got your phone, or if you've got a Google Nest Hub in your lounge, like I have,
and you're out, you can connect it to your Alexas or whatever. But it's literally called the Ring doorbell, and it doesn't fucking ring. You have to buy an extra thing to make it noise. Like, Jesus Christ!
So, but yeah, that's a good purchase. I've already got it all out of the box and set it up and set up.
They do lights as well. They light up.
You can get an add-on that is a light accessory.
And use it as a webcam.
Can we watch your feed? Can you put your feed on here so we can watch what's going on? We can watch people climbing up to your house. We can watch the milkman with his
rope. No, I don't think so.
Who the fuck has a milkman these days?
At 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night.
Dave definitely doesn't have a milkman, let's put it that way.
If there's somebody walking up to the door with milk in their hand at like 11:30 at night, I'd be quite concerned. but I don't know.
It tends to come out at about 4 in the morning, so yeah, it's still dark.
So that was that. I bought, and I shared a picture on the WhatsApp group, of a new impact driver I purchased. In preparation for, I think, screwing in a lot. I think I've worked it out as about 400 screws.
That's like a lifetime of screws for me.
So I bought a Makita. Oh, hang on a second.
Makita Mazepin.
Makita DTD154.
The old 154.
You should have gone for the 156, mate.
Get an extra battery with that one, I reckon.
With 2 amp batteries. And a charger. No, did I get a charger? No, I've already got a charger with my other stuff. So yeah, I bought a new impact driver for that.
How many volts is it?
It is 18 volts.
Ooh, that's it. You want to at least be up there with the 18.
Yeah, and then there, and
that's 12 rubbish.
12 last fucking note doesn't do anything. There's not much impact on a 12 volt.
He knows.
Yeah. So I bought that and I've had a bit of a go of it. I actually, a couple of years ago, we had a lot of the front done and we had sleepers put in, and the guy who did it put in posts and screwed it all up. And I noticed there's a few not quite like in all the way. I went round them all and went and got them all in. And it's like,
nice.
Yes, have it. Obviously, I didn't have one of these when he was doing it. And I was dead chuffed with that. So, yeah, there's that. I've told you about my COVID story with the little one. Lord has been on. He's messaged me. Obviously, listened to last week's podcast and was giving us some hints and tips about installing a large shed for an outside building with a computer in. He shared some pictures of his computer and his shed, and about some of the bits and bobs to look out for, which look great. He's got a really nice setup out there. He did say last year it got up to about 40 degrees Celsius, and I was like, I really need to get air conditioning put in because that would just break me. That's too hot. So yeah, I'm definitely looking at an AC solution, whether it just be on the shed itself or something. I was asking Fraser,
and that seems a bit much to get AC just for your shed.
If I'm going to be in there for like 8 hours a day in the height of daytime, like I'm not
for the 3 days of summer. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's overkill. Like if you're working in it for sure, you know.
Yeah.
But one of the things actually we never talked about, Dave, was maybe to look at, you can get those window units, but these rather than seeing the wind. No, it's like the window air conditioners. Anyway, I'll send you. That could be a much cheaper and easier solution.
Yeah.
Just to get
the windows. I know in America.
You're getting proper windows, isn't it?
There's a drop window. Yeah, windows. There's double bay doors.
Like double glazed, are they?
Yeah.
One of them like plastic flaps things.
No, not PVC. Like, yeah, just sort of slot it in. No, it's a proper double glazed window.
This might sound better than my house.
So thank you, Lord, for messaging me about that. If anybody else has got any tips, hints and tips,
I just thought you were now known as Lord Shed. That was going to be your name.
It's not once I can put the crown
on. You are Lord Shed.
And then I put in for a joke, I got a KFC on Wednesday and it was lovely. I got a double stacker meal. Is it a double stacker meal?
You'll regret it later.
My KFC story.
Oh, you better tell me again.
I had a KFC. Yeah. It was lovely.
Okay. Great story, bro.
Thanks for that.
Meal.
They did put too much ice in the Coke though.
I wonder why they do that.
That about that big, and then there's about that much of ice.
Fucking hell!
I kind of like had two big sips. I was like, really? Hence why I'm not drinking any Coke.
Yeah, it's Pepsi there, isn't it?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I just give me black syrupy goodness, and they put something in a cup for me.
Who makes 7 Up?
Pepsi.
Does that mean?
Do they? It's Sprite and Cola.
Sprite is Coke.
Oh. Right, so 7-Up is... Yeah, so Sprite does...
Tango is 7-Up, Coke is all the same.
McDonald's is Coke.
Yeah.
KFC is Pepsi.
So, yeah, that was it. That was my week of stuff I've been doing.
Great stuff. Okay, good. Let's move on. What's that? Something to say? Let's move on to what we've been playing. Okay, let's go in reverse order then. Pilch.
Okay. What have I been playing? I'll start with Resi 5. Plodding on with that. I was really starting to enjoy it. Until I got to a boss that was fucking impossible to kill. And I'm playing it on easy because I just wanted to enjoy the game and didn't want it to be too challenging. And after 2 hours, I could not kill this fucking thing. And at one point, basically, there's a you're in a research lab, and there's a sort of a H-shaped platform that you can run around this area, and there's a couple of great big gas, like Caligas bottles that you can tip up and drop on the floor, and then this monstery thing comes and picks it up, and you can shoot it, and that blows up. And then at one point it says, oh, there's a flamethrower and it's fully charged up. Go and get the flamethrower. So go and get the flamethrower. Fucking empty a whole tank of napalm on the bastard. And then it says, oh, it's run out. Put it back on charge. So I put it back on charge. And then I run around a bit more and shoot it a bit more. And then it says it's charged up. So you go back and get the flamethrower. After about the fifth time of this thing recharging, I still hadn't killed it, and I thought, this can't be fucking right. I was chucking grenades at it. I was using all my ammo, every gun, at literally fucking smashing it, and I still couldn't kill it. And I thought, I'll have a little look online, and there's a bug. Apparently, if you get this bug, you can only kill the boss with a rocket launcher, and it'll one shot kill it, and it will just literally die instantly. Okay. A rocket launcher is 10,000 credits, and I haven't got any fucking credits. So the only way I can progress this game now is to go back and play all the other levels and try and find 10,000 credits so that I can buy a
rocket launcher. Rocket launcher somewhere.
Nope. I haven't found one yet, and I'm on the end.
You're about three quarters of the way through, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at the end of Act 5, and there's only 6 acts. So yeah.
I just find it so bizarre that there's just a bug that's crazy. Like,
I take it you didn't get this bug, Fraser.
Well, I mean, I've definitely killed that guy without a rocket launcher. Yeah. I mean, like, he can be taken down. He obviously can be taken down with the flamethrower and guns.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Because that level also, if I remember correctly, that level spawns bullets, which the game doesn't do very often. Mm-hmm. But I think that level spawns bullets. So it is like a grind of a boss fight, but it's not like... You know, once you've played it a few times, you know what you're doing. You start hitting him where he needs to be hit. Like, he's a bastard, don't get me wrong. But yeah, that's just bullshit. It's the
usual
thing.
You hit him and it he then sort of goes on to the next stage where he has all these little sort of bits come out, 4 or 5 blobs that you have to shoot. But the idea is you get the flamethrower and you just burn him to shit. And then he regens and starts again, and off you go. Again, like these bosses do, they keep... There's no bloody bar telling you how long he's got, how much he's got left. But 2 hours of constant,
yeah, not right.
That's
unfortunate, because that dampens your spirits. And I was really, like, when you said, so you sent us text messages and were telling us that, and I was like really disappointed, because like that shouldn't happen, and to know that it's like ruined your enjoyment of the game is.
I was just getting the hang of the clunkiness of it. I was getting the hang of sharing ammo without going into the menus and giving ammo and taking ammo and whatever, without getting killed while I'm in the menu, because the game carries on and you can't move. So I was getting all of that. I was getting it down just right. I was upgrading my weapons. My pistol was one shot, headshotting most things and whatever. And I was really, I was thinking, I'm really cracking on now. And then I got to this point and thought, oh, fuck. So I started the first level again with the ammo, with the weapons that I've unlocked.
Are you going to play with me?
I am going to play with you.
Come on, man, I'm ready to go.
I literally breezed straight through it. And then I, at that point, I thought, right, I will wait. I don't mind starting. See, if I join your game, do I keep my weapons? If you join your game, do we both have, or do you? I have to share? Do I have to give you stuff to use? Or do you come into my game with all your shit?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check. See, on mine, there's a setting we can go in and we can play with infinite ammo. So I just give, I could just give you a rocket launcher and you can go to town. That's a lot of fun. Okay. Or we can play through as normal. And I think it would probably, unless you've unlocked infinite, maybe it won't let you play if you haven't locked infinite ammo. I really don't know, mate. We'd have to go try it, see what we can do. But I'm sure it's going to bring me in with all my weapons. Like I had the, I have like the fully upgraded Magnum, which is just like a one shot kill for any, for most things.
Yeah. So I didn't like that Magnum. I got rid of that pretty quick. I've been rocking the submachine gun.
Mine's the silver Magnum. Have you seen that one? Looks like a desert. Okay,
no, I haven't. No, I've literally, I haven't bothered.
There's a lot of cool stuff. And when you get these weapons all leveled up, like that's what we want to do, is we want to go in and start just farming. There's some levels where you can quickly farm tons of money, and we want to get that money for you as quickly as possible so you can get the fun, because it becomes fun, right? Once you can go in and kick the shit out of everything.
Who wants to play a game for fun?
Who?
But it's a good game. Like I said, and now I've got the hang of that, I'm quite happy to go back to four, and I'm hoping that the way I'm playing five will, as long as I carry on playing it that way, it'll step me in for the,
oh yeah,
to get for through sure. that to, because I've yeah. I've got used to it now.
You'll be in the zone for like your limitations in movement, but also like how to approach enemy fights. Like you never go in running around corners because you're trying to avoid triggering the enemies. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you just, you know they're there. So the best thing is just make sure the small areas that you're in are clear and try not to. And sooner or later, like it throws something at you, that all that's out the window. But it's.
Yeah. But just the different areas were good.
Mm. Yeah, man, we got to get on that.
The swamp was good. I like that. That was very good. Just going off in the airboat. So, I was going to carry on, but if we can get some time together, and because it's not a massively long game, especially when you're ploughing through it.
Oh, no. Just ping me if you're playing. Just ping me and I'll see if I can come on.
Yeah, all right. What have I got next? Right, Vikings. Vikings, Wolves of Midgard.
I don't know what this is.
It was Games with Gold game. I don't know when it was Games with Gold. I must
not
have...
this month, because I went and looked.
Yeah. I don't know when it was there. But I suddenly... the reason I looked at this is because it's exactly the same as Chaos Bane.
Oh, right.
Warhammer. Chaos Bane. It's a very, very... Hang on. Do you listen to Athletico Mintz?
Yeah, I do. I haven't for a while.
Right. When Fraser done that voice, it was...
What, the Scary Movie voice?
Yeah. As soon as he did it, that reminded me of when they do little... What's little Dom's name? The bald fella. That's what he sounded like. As soon as he done it, I thought, that's fucking just like that. And I didn't say anything because I thought, you retards probably don't listen to that little guy. I mean, it was identical. You listen back to it tomorrow.
Oh, Emma.
Yeah, that's Woy. That's Woy, that is.
Woy.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's very, very similar. You get to choose male or female, and it's what's it, the bloody, oh, it's the, this Loki and Thor and it's that.
There's a bit of a theme going on.
Story thing. It's bloody, it's just the same, exactly the same game, basically. You just go around the map and you have to go here to fight these, then you go back to home and talk to someone, then you go back out again and do the same thing. This one's got a lot of environmental things. So there's one of the levels I played was in the snow, and you get cold as you, the further you go, you get colder, so you have to quickly go and find a fire, warm up at the fire, and then get carry on.
A jumper or something.
Yeah. But it's I've played the first hour or so of it, and I finished the Chaos Spain thing. I'm going to finish this because it's exactly the same thing. It's really good. There's loads of different. You end up with like 20 different bloody buttons to choose various like potions or different weapons or whatever. It's good. Yeah, very good.
Any co-op?
That was the same. It is co-op. Yeah, I think it's. I don't know how many players it said it was. I can't remember now, but the only thing is it was games with gold, so you probably
I've missed it. Yeah. Plus, it's on my Xbox One, which is not happening.
Okay. next game I played. Right, I need to take a breath for this. It's called Taiko no Tatsujin, the Drum Master.
Exemplary Japanese accent there.
This is fucking batshit crazy. It's basically anime Papa the Rapper type button pressing.
Guitar Hero.
He uses a drum. So they play these ridiculous some of the tunes on it are actually quite addictive. Basically, you get you have to hit the music plays and you just have to hit a blue or a red drum, depending on what comes along. You have to in time, whatever, and just work your way through the song. It's basic shit, but the actual songs, the music on it, is quite good just to listen to. A lot of sort of techno-y.
The drum an add-on then? Is it like an additional control?
No, you just use your controllers buttons.
Okay, right. You put
Donkey Kong.
Drum. Don't you play anything?
Oh, the DK Lord. Drums. I saw a set of DK drums for sale today. I was like,
it's a good half hour achievements for fucking pinging every 5 seconds. So that's a good
is this thing. On Game Pass then?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, I'll definitely give this a go then. Because this is as soon as you put the name in. Yeah, if you put the name, when you wrote the name in the notes and said Drum Master, I was like, I think I know what he's talking about. Because I've got a feeling it came out.
Cadcast thing as well. I'm sure I've heard them talking about something.
Maybe. I'm sure it came out on the Switch not long ago. Okay. It's been around as an IP. It's been around for a long time.
Colourful thing. It's got a lot of songs from games.
Oh, was it?
Different. There's all sorts of...
Like a famous publisher type thing with loads of franchises.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was now. I think Gladius might have been in there, and it's got recent games. So it must be it's a fairly new thing, because there was a couple of games in there that I thought, oh, well, they've only been out like a little while. So it must be a fairly new game. It's not just some old thing they've chucked on. I didn't get too much into detail. But I was tapping away and all this fucking leery music was going on and Lisa come in. You enjoying yourself there, Pilch?
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for a half hour of just something different pace of game. Then Back for Blood, but we'll leave that for last. And that's all I've played.
Back for... Leaving Back for Blood to the end is a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's me done then. I've played a few other bits, but I save them for a quiet week.
Speaking of Back for Blood, Dave, what you got?
What?
That's a dig, by the way.
Yeah, where were you, Dave? What happened?
I can't
what was your excuse?
We'll be doing some screwing.
Oh my god, you haven't even come prepared with an excuse.
I think my excuse was, I looked at my phone about an hour and a half after like the message back for blood, and I was like, it's way too late now. I was like, no, sorry, I can't remember even what I was doing.
That's a shit one. Come on, you can do better than that.
Sunday night.
I didn't have my phone on me. I didn't see it.
No worries. So what do you got? What have you been playing?
Factorio. I don't even need to look at my notes. Yeah, that's what I've been playing all week.
And Sunday afternoon.
I don't think I've played it Sunday afternoon. I might have had it running in the background. There's been a lot of... I'll just leave it here running because I need all my resources just to sort of process through. I could build more and expand, and it just take time.
Are you only plans of finishing the game, or is it just one you're going to...
I'm playing a mod that's called Space Exploration, which massively increases the game, because the original game, you're just trying to get off the planet and build a rocket, and that only takes... speedrunners
have done it in 25 to 30 hours.
Speedrunners have done it in like a couple of hours. It can take up between 25 and 30 if you're sort of
a noob,
just doing it as normal going through. Whereas this space exploration takes all the it complicates everything from the start. So you're looking at like 50 to 60 hours. So I'm just going to see if I can get anywhere near close to it. But I've been told that I'm not allowed to play it in the week anymore because I've been staying up until like 3 or 4 o'clock.
Brilliant. Mate, you got told.
So, I definitely remember I was specifically told on Tuesday by the missus. It was like 10 o'clock she was going to bed. And so I said, I'm going to play for a little while. And she looked at me and was like, if it's going to be 4, like...
Don't come to bed.
You've got a problem? I was like, no, seriously, I'm just going to jump on. I'm going to do this one thing. Fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it? it's such a twat. Like... It's crack to me. It really is. It's like I've just got to do this one thing, and this one thing means I've got to make this new material. But to do this, I've got to increase the productivity across the whole base. And to do that, I've got to basically ramp everything up, and then I run out of material, so I've got to build a new sort of iron ore or copper or coal or stone facility to process that. And then I've got to get that into my base, and then upgrade all of the production lines to allow for the increase. And like just making one thing, like it takes it can't work.
Well, did you not tell her this, Dave?
She just doesn't
how important this is.
Just doesn't understand. Like, I've got to make red circuits like for my base, and like she just does not understand the complexity and the level of involvement and all the work behind it. I have to tell this to her this at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm saying, do you realise how much work I've put in? She said, Dave, you've got a problem. and my solution of just doing it in work time, just sacking off work,
it's
not a solution.
But I'll just quit my job. I'll just do it as a job. It's fine.
Don't you understand? But Dave, we haven't got any money for food.
I think you need to put a bid in that shed,
mate. Yellow science. Yellow science is the really important one.
Yellow science.
So, the thing is, I knew when I said I was starting to play it like last week or the week before, I said at the time, I know it's bad for me, and it's like, and I know it's bad because yeah, it is. I just can't control myself. Time literally just disappears, So yeah, I've got to.
Mate, that's why I shudder. Like when my son's like, "Come on, Dad, come and play Rust." I'm like, "Oh no, no, Dad can't do that."
Nah, it's yeah. I definitely have to limit my when I play. Thing is, I have jumped onto it like, and I think if I set myself a goal, and what's he got?
Rice and fish.
Rice and fish. Oh, very good.
Like a kedgeree, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
If I set myself a specific goal at the start of when I start playing and literally just work towards that one thing, like, I think I'll be fine. And I've done that before, and I've done that, and I've played for like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. And that's fine. Right. But I have to... Before I start playing, I have to go, okay, right, this is where we're at. This is what I need to do and set myself a realistic goal. And then just do that. Otherwise, yeah, it's a 10. I could just play it for 10 hours straight. And it's just me just staring at the screen, just going.
You tried this this theory yet? I was saying, I'm just going to set myself the goal of this and then I'm going to turn it off. Have you done that yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's working.
Yeah. But I can't do it. I can't do it after.
You're just going to escape this planet. and then you're going to turn it off.
No, it's got to be a realistic goal. It's got to be. I'll load it up and go, okay.
Some smart objectives.
This is where I am. I can, like, realistically, this is where I need to get to.
Oh, you'll definitely need some smart objectives writing down before you start your session.
Yeah, well, I don't write them down, but I know.
Maybe
I know
you should. Where I need to. Just tick it off. It's time to go to bed.
But it's if I just sort of if I just load it up and go, okay, what can I do? Where can I get to? Then it's like 4 or 5, like 1 o'clock in the morning, because I'm like, I don't even get tired playing it, or hungry or thirsty. I just literally sit in front of my computer and just smash it through. That's it.
When I used to play, I think Football Manager is the only game.
Yeah, Football Manager is another good one. Yeah, that it's just
one more click.
Just do this one thing. Oh, and then the substitution.
I've done really well in that game. I'll just have another game. It won't take long.
Yeah, the transfer window is
open. And I'm near the end of the season. I might as well finish the season now.
Yeah, and I could try this different formation and play this player in a different position. Oh, how is he going to play in this game? Yeah.
That's why I don't play Football Manager anymore.
All right, so we'll keep a check on your Factorio addiction then over the coming weeks.
Yep.
Anything else?
That's it. That's all I've been playing.
All right, I'll move on then. I said I would play it, Neil. Death's Door. I started cracking on with that on Sunday. I think it was. Did I have my first game on Sunday? I think I might have had the first game on Saturday. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. It's good. It's really good. Super charming. I don't know how the best way to describe it. I don't know. I mean, Neil, you've talked about it a lot before, so I don't think we need to go into too much detail, but suffice to say, it's hard. It's tough. Hard.
It's definitely not easy.
It's not easy. No, it's not going to hold your hand. But all the encounters are fair. I mean, it's along the same sort of lines like we've talked about hard games before. But I think obviously you're playing the Souls games and stuff like that. If you just take the time and are patient, it's one of those games when you're down to one health.
Yeah.
You probably last the longest you'll ever last because you're now aware of your mortality. Before, when you've got 4 health, and you can take 4 hits, you play quite loosey goosey. In fact, I think I've just started to change my attitude not to play loosey goosey at all.
Play like you've always got one health all the time.
Yeah. It's difficult to do though, because the combat is quite fun. It throws enemies at you. The thing I like so far is a lot of the enemies have projectiles that you can throw back at them or hit back at them. So it gives you an extra sort of dimension of fighting where you're killing other things with other guys' weapons and stuff. So whatever. The biggest problem I had when I played it on Sunday was I got lost a lot and didn't really know where I was going. Yeah. And I've just gone into further into the some dungeon where there are all the platforms that you hit and it moves the platform across.
You can get lost, and there's no map, and there's no real... Is there a hint to tell you where to go? I can't remember.
No, I haven't seen one. But I also realized that...
on the D-pad, and it sort of shows you a route. Is that that game?
I haven't found a map or anything like that. So
it's definitely not a map, because that was one of the things people were complaining about. But
yeah. But as long as...
It's a game that you kind of need to play that game and not play anything else so that you don't forget... And yeah, don't leave it too long before you play it next time, because you're like,
right. I was worried about that, but funnily enough, it also it doesn't auto save. You have to save yourself when you exit out. So I booted it up last night, and like the whole of the pot witch or whatever she's called, I don't know, whatever her whole area where you play through hadn't saved, and I was like, shit. But actually I went in and I really crushed it, so it was worth it for the practice and also worth it to get my head in the game of paying attention of where I've been and where you're going. And I think you need to run through areas, you definitely need to run through areas more than once to figure them out, what you're missing.
I found it extra abilities, obviously,
so like you start to see things that are going to open up for you later. And but I found some secrets that I didn't catch the first time round. So that was pretty neat. So it's good. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. Pilch, you were pretty convinced that I wouldn't like it, but I really do like it.
Okay. Right.
So hopefully I'm going to keep on with that. It's a nice little game just to have that I can just fire up
I was watching you play and I really got the itch to play it again. So I was like, it's just like the music's really cool. The atmosphere is really nice. It's just, it is hard, but it's just.
Yeah, it was quite nice to lose. Yeah, I lost myself in it a bit last night, which was nice. And I just really loved, you know, walking around. And you can hear his pit-pat of his feet as he's walking around. And he's a very charming. I love the bit where you're walking around in the witch's house and she's basically just screaming at him or whatever. And he just doesn't give a shit. He's just on with his job, right? Yeah. You know, pit-pat. So yeah, that's good. So I'm enjoying that. And then this one I played 2 weeks ago and I completely forgot to talk about it on the show last week, which I rented from the Longberry, which was Bowser's Fury, which doesn't come as Bowser's Fury. You have to buy Soup the Switch, okay. Which was that game was originally.
Short, like digitally, is it the one that was
Mario 3D Land came out on the Wii U. It was really good. It is really good. It's a great Mario game, one of my favorites. And so they basically, I don't even know what they did to it. They probably didn't really need to do anything because it was high def anyway on the Wii U. But so they packaged Bowser's Fury as a sort of second game on the cart. And it's a quarter game, maybe? Quarter to a third of a game. I probably took 5 hours to finish it. 4 hours, maybe four, nah, say 4 hours to get to the credits, something like that anyway. And I wasn't particularly gunning through it. And I started playing it, and you're basically in this whole island area, and there's all different, this water place, like Kevin Costner's Water World, and then there's all these little things all over the typical Mario things, like, you know, there's one there that's full of lava, there's one over there that's got bouncy blocks, and lots of Mario tropes and things that you've seen before. And I started playing it. I was like, this is a bit boring or whatever. And then just, it didn't take long, but maybe half an hour in. And I was just like, here it is. And all that Nintendo Mario Magic. They served it up and it's amazing. And I was just couldn't put it down. And so I played it all week and finished it by the end of the week. It definitely took me more than 4 hours. But I was pretty methodical in trying to collect all the, you collect shines, and I needed to collect 40 or 50 or whatever to get to the credits. And then there's another 50 to collect after that. So there's lots of gameplay there. But it's really good. It just seems like they're trying something a little bit open, more open worldy than they've done before. The draw distances are amazing. There's lots, that big inflatable dinosaur that you can ride on. I think his name's Plessy. He's used in that a ton to get from one place to the other. They've got a really good system for keeping you alive. Like, you don't actually lose lives. It's really weird. You don't like have three lives. You have like a you just restart, but you lose power-ups. You can bank power-ups. So you have like a small bank of all the, like, the Takuni Mario. What was he called? Takupi? Yeah. Yeah, you know, what is he? He's like a raccoon or something.
Takuni,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's the cat Mario, and then there's the fireball throwing Mario, and then there's, I think, a couple of others. And you basically can have a whole bank full of these things and switch between them, all the powers, to help you go places. So there's just tons of gameplay in there that's just really, really good. The gameplay is great. And then the whole time that you're playing the game, running around on all these islands. Oh, yeah, the whole premise behind this is that Bowser Jr. wants you to help save his dad. Who's been overtaken by this black goop. And so the whole time that you're playing around on these islands, in the background is a massive black goopy shell in the water. And then every time you look over it, you'll sort of be playing on a level, and you look over and it starts to slowly rise out of the water. And then sort of like every 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, it just turns into a massive Bowser that basically rains fire down on you and all this shit. So wherever you're playing, suddenly you have to, you know, you're battling that guy. So that's pretty cool. And then I'm not going to spoil this because I'm just anybody who's got, I'm not going to spoil this, but the bit that comes after that, you'll know it when you play it, is just mind blowing. It's just awesome. Like, it happens and you just go, no way did they let me do this. And it's just awesome. And so if you are a fan of Mario, you should definitely and have a Switch. If you aren't seeking this out and you have a Mario itch, you need to go play this, right? Even if you played Super Mario, like I played Super Mario 3D Land before, which was great, but I didn't really have a hankering to get back to it. But to play something new, like if you finished Odyssey or whatever and you're looking for the next Mario thing, this is it. You should be going to play this. So,
what if you couldn't get on with Odyssey?
I could understand if you didn't get on with Odyssey. I could see that you should probably go. You could still give this a go. This is a lot more platformy, hunting for secrets.
It's a bit more old school.
Yeah, it's more like Super Mario 3D Land than it is like. It's like 3D Land if it was open world, you know.
Right.
And I would say that is more in line with Super Mario Odyssey and all that sort of that line of, yeah. I mean, I played Odyssey. I played a fuck ton of it. But do I remember it fondly? I'm not sure. So, yeah. I would say try it. So, anyway, Pilch is yawning. So we'll crack on to the next thing.
I'm not yawning because of that, because I'm fucked. I've done my last Friday night tonight, so... at work, so be all right.
They had a little party before we come home, did you? So they all wish you well.
I'm not leaving.
Thank you for
I'm
your
just
service.
Fridays.
Yeah. So anyway, Bowser's Fury is well worth a look in if you can. And typical, you know, a typical Mario cartridge. Switch cartridge. You could just go buy it and then flip it, play it, get your, you know, and then flip it for a few quid less, and you definitely get your money's worth. And then the other game I've got, of course, is Back for Blood. So we'll skip that, and then we'll go on to Neil.
Okie doke. So I've basically only been playing one game for the last couple of weeks. It came out I don't know, was it 2 weeks ago today or something like that? God of War. And I pretty much exclusively played that for about 10 days. And I finished it the other day.
Oh, well done.
Thanks, Dave. Was it a game you've ever played? I'm not 100% in it, because there's a few things in there that I was doing. They're optional, and they're a bit hard after a while. I was like, yeah, can't be asked. So it's very, very good, as most people are probably aware. There's a lot of... I mean, it's been fucking donkey's years since I played. The only one I've actually ever played properly is God of War 3, I think, beforehand. And I'd never played 1 or 2. I didn't really know what I was getting into. And I was, at the time, when I played 3, I was blown away. You know, it was like nothing else I'd really played. Like the scale of the bosses and everything, like climbing up the titans and fucking beating the shit out of just gigantic bosses and stuff like that. I don't think there's anything quite like that in this game. They're definitely not the same sort of ridiculous scale that you fight in the old game. But so the gist is, obviously, now you're in Viking land. So you are the god of war from Sparta, obviously Kratos, and now, but you have somehow ended up in, Viking lands. I don't know. It doesn't specify which country it is or wherever it is now, but it's, you know. Everything is all like Thor and Odin and all that shit. The story is really cool. Oh, I'm not going to say any spoilers about the story. It does end a little bit meh, but I guess it was a good end to the story, but it's a little bit underwhelming in terms of actual action at the end, I guess. But they can't really complain, because the journey there is just fucking non-stop amazingness. Loads of upgrades to your... I mean, there's tons of stuff I haven't fucking played with throughout the game that you unlock. The modifiers that you unlock for all of the fucking weapons and... Well, you only get like 2 different weapons. But then the way... There's so many different playstyles, potentially, I guess, that you can use, because each weapon's got all these different abilities and stuff like that, and you can switch them all up. And I only ever used a few of them. But once you get into like the combat is just... It's a bit repetitive in a way. But I don't think it ever really feels old by the time... Like when you know that you're going to... There's a point where you have a fight with the bigger enemies, particularly. And you'll click... It'll get like a red flashing circle on their head, and you press click in the right stick, and you climb on the back of them, do them fucking smash them up a fucking couple of times. And it's the same thing every time, but it never really gets old. It's just, it quite gets a bit brutal at times, I guess. Like, quite gory, it can be. But that's kind
of... War has always been gory, though.
Exactly, it's God of War. But it's definitely a bit more grown up than the old ones, that's for sure. And hence, the ending was a little bit... It was not stupid or anything like that, but it was just an end, shall we say. I don't know what they're going to do with the next one, because obviously the next one's due supposedly this year. I won't be buying it unless they decide it's going to come out on PC the same time as it comes out on PS5 on PS4. I can't see it being a great experience on PS4, the next one, because I never got anywhere near where I've, like, obviously I finished it on PC. And I couldn't play it. Couldn't be bothered to finish it on PS4, because it's just felt a bit sluggish. Having played like PC games and stuff, and going back to the old PS4, it just didn't feel great. Didn't look as good as it could have done. Looks absolutely fucking wild on PC. It's just fucking bananas how great it looks. I'm sure it can look even better, because I don't think I've got it maxed out. I'm not like running it at stupid frames per second or anything, but it's just a vastly different experience. I've felt a lot. It's not vastly different, I guess, visually, but it's just the refinements. Like, the frame rate makes a huge difference to the...
On PS5 though, isn't it?
Exactly. I don't know how much of an upgrade it's got for PS5, but I assume it runs.
Because most people on PS5. That's where people are going to be playing it now.
Yeah, on PS5, if it has had any upgrades, it's probably equivalent to what I've got pretty much. And if you played it before, probably could play it again. I'm not sure you'd want to play it every 5 years, like we were talking about earlier. But I don't know if it's that good, but it's definitely high quality all the way through.
Definitely worth a go, eh?
Yeah, I played 30-ish pounds. You can pick it up for 30 quid, and it's basically been out 2 weeks. It's supposed to be 40 quid on PC, I think, full price. So,
versus I'm going to wait till it's free.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Unless
never
you
say never.
Spank 450 quid on a PS5 and play for the PS Plus, so like about 500 quid, I reckon. Is it in one of the PS Plus collection or whatever it is for the PS5? I can't remember. But anyway, extremely good. I did start a new game earlier on this evening. Apparently, Baron von Glera says yes, it is on the PS Plus collection for PS5. So 500 quid, you can play it for free. So I started a new game this evening. I've got a couple of days of finishing that. I was a bit like, oh, I don't know what to play next. Got a few games. I booted up Hitman. I was like, see if I could stream. Like, I was checking out a few games to stream and stuff like that. I've got a few others on the back burner that I could try. But I decided I'd boot it up Sekiro, see how that would work for streaming it. See if I could get it working. It ran a bit shit while I had my Streamlabs OBS open. And I was a bit like, don't like this, because it just wasn't running. I couldn't max it out, basically, while I had Streamlabs running on one monitor and the game running on the main monitor. So I don't know if there's something weird going on. So once I turned Streamlabs off and was running it normally, so it works. It works all right, and it's running at 60 frames per second, and it's actually all right. But then it would have a weird moment where it wouldn't. It would just literally like stop for half a second. I had this weird thing with Dark Souls a couple of times where it was just playing fine, completely fine, 100%, 60 frames per second all the way through, and then all of a sudden it would just like freeze. And in a combat game, not particularly great when that happens. And so I've only played maybe an hour of Sekiro. It's a Souls game from Software. But it's a bit different. It's easy to the Souls similarity is you can get fucked up big time very quickly. But other than that, the combat's very different. So the gist with this is obviously you're a shinobi. It's in Japan. Everything's in Japanese with English subtitles. So if you're a fan of like Japanese samurai movies and shit, I think you might like this, even if I know it's extremely fucking hard. It's really fucking looks amazing. It looks gorgeous. And I've like, I don't know what sort of story there's going to be because I've only played it for an hour, but the start of the story is like you're a servant to some child lord who's imprisoned by some super bad guy. You break him out, and this like the first thing that happens is like you break him out, you're learning all the controls, and then you get out through this secret passageway, and then there's a big bad boss man. Can't remember what he's called. Some sort of samurai dude with fucking badass armor, and he's massive, huge fucking sword. And it's like the kid's like, shit. And you go like, don't worry, I'll sort this out. And the basic what you're supposed to happen is you fucking die, basically. But you don't die. He cuts your fucking arm off. And the next thing you wake up and you're in like some fuck weird old dude has fixed you up with a prosthetic arm. And this is the weird thing. Like, you're not dead, but you've now got a prosthetic arm, which you can upgrade throughout the game. The first thing you can do is basically you've got like a grapple hook. So you can now like traverse, like there'll be a little green symbol when you're in range and you press the trigger and you zoom up and you can like jump up to high roofs and on trees and fucking all sorts of stuff. It's fucking awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Like a good grapple hook, right?
Yeah, exactly. Grapple hooks are great mechanic in a game when it's done well, and this is fucking really good. And it's like, you need to try and be a bit stealthy. You can like sneak around Assassin's Creed style in all the long grass and shit like that and take people out with one hit. But if you get into a fight, then the main mechanic difference between this and the other Souls game is like the other games were like, there was always that parry option in the Souls games, which I never really engaged with. But this game is all about parrying. You've got a stance, and the other characters have all got a stance, and you need to break the stance to be able to do a one-hit kill, basically. There's various ways you can do that. If you sneak up on someone, they don't know you're there, they have no stance, they're not in their stance, so you can one-hit kill them. And it's all like mad fucking katana stab, fucking smash through the back, blood of fucking going everywhere, proper gory shit.
Disemboweling.
Yeah, not yet. I'm no Sipaku yet. But like if you're up high and you can just jump and like basically a red circle will kind of glow in the middle of the enemy when you can just like one hit kill them. And that's when you hit the attack and it'll do various different types of animations when you do the one hit kills. But the main thing is if you get into like a proper one-on-one sword fight, you can overpower minor enemies by hitting them, and then it'll glow red and you can do the one hit kill. But big enemies, that does not work. You have to parry them. And in classic From Software Souls type games, you hit a big enemy pretty early on in the game and it's just like, I died a lot earlier on this evening. Fucking like, oh, for fuck's sake. Did a few swears. But I did beat the guy in the end. And like you've got to hit that timing. Like it's basically like L1 or LB on your Xbox straight PlayStation controller is your block. And when they go for a sword hit on you, you have to press it at the right time and it will like deflect it. And if you deflect some of the enemies, if you deflect it once, it's enough. The bigger bosses, you need to deflect it 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or 6 times before you break their posture and you can just stab them. And the bigger enemies will take more. They might have 2. You might have to hit 2 of them twice or 3 or 4, possibly later on. I don't know, 5 or 6. I don't know how many times later on. But combat's really fucking cool. It's really fucking hard, though. It's really fucking hard. Coming from God of War, where you're just a fucking badass. And it's really easy.
Coming from Dark Souls?
Like I said, it's definitely different. If I'd have gone straight from Dark Souls to this, I don't know if that would have helped either, because you can't just walk around with your shield up. Like in Dark Souls, you get a shield and it says like 100% physical. That means it will block 100% physical damage. That's not a thing so far in this game. Like,
right.
There's no shields. It's all about the sword play. But it does feel fucking pretty cool when you fucking nail it. And then you feel like a mug when you fuck it up. So it's really hard. I think it's harder than Dark Souls, actually, because okay. There's no easy just hold your guard up. It's got to be. There is a dodge, which is important. But yeah.
People talked about this very highly at the time when it came out. I remember a lot of people were raving about it, but I'm not convinced it's a game for me.
I don't know.
I'll have to watch you play it. So if you stream some of it this weekend,
I might stream it, but you'll probably see me dying a lot.
That's all right. Same as when we watched you play Dark
Souls. I might start it again. I might start it from scratch and play it.
Yeah. Well, if you stream, you can try and sell it to us. So.
I don't know if I'm the person to watch, to be honest. In terms of selling it. But
okay. We're probably gonna hear about this for the next few weeks then, you reckon?
Yeah, fucking if I try and finish this game, it could be months.
Oh, okay.
And then it's Back for Blood time.
Should be.
I don't have a say.
Okay. Back for Blood. Where should we start? Well, we're progressing again.
We made progress.
Fraser was getting a little bit frustrated with the randos.
I tell you why, because we got to the thing about Back for Blood is you like it's not people say like it's a copy of, you know, it's not like Left 4 Dead at all. There's way more tactical ways to approach stuff. And I feel like that, like the last spot, we didn't complete the last bit of that act, right? Is that the end of Act 2 or something?
Yeah.
So I'm a bit annoyed because we didn't finish it, right? We should, you know, you should be finishing it, and that's a good spot to stop. We didn't finish it. So as soon as you have a rando, like the thing is, let me set the scene for people, right? There's basically these type of things called screamers, right? So you go into this massive area, and as soon as you alert a screamer, like if you try and kill a screamer on your own, you might do it, but if you don't, they scream and then you get the horde on you. And every time you get the horde on you, it's bad news.
It's a massive ammo drain.
It's a massive ammo drain. Mm. Probably people are going to get injured. And so that section, we had to take, you have to, if we're going to beat it, we know we have to approach, you know, we already started to talk about things and how we should approach it and whatever like that. But we do that, and then Milky Tits just ran off and alerted, you know, and fucking alerts the horde. And you're like, what? So you can't do the tactic. I find that extremely frustrating that you can't implement what you know you need to implement. Mm. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time when you have someone who's completely chaotic, right? Which is basically, if you have a rando who's not, doesn't know what they're doing or is their own agenda, they're completely chaotic, and it fucking does my head in. Because it's not easy. It wasn't hard. It wasn't easy at all.
No.
Yeah, so I was getting frustrated.
I even messaged Milky Tits through Xbox and said, look, we're trying to do one screamer at a time, just stick together, but she still just ran off. So
he or he. She or he.
It was definitely a she.
By the way, that was their name.
Or they.
All right, that was their name. This is not some sort of misogynistic whatever. That was the name they had. It was very close to me. Well, it wasn't quite Milky Tits, was it?
I don't think it was Milky Tits.
It was close, but like a load of lads shooting zombies made it Milky Tits, right? It was funny at the time. I apologize. Puerile.
Also, we'll point out that she couldn't actually hear us. We were only on private chat, so.
Well, we don't know if it was a she, do we? Was it she?
It was a she.
But her name anyway was just like, it was a really weird, very close to Milky
Tea or something. I like Milky Tea, something like that.
It was puerile and we were terrible people. Anyway, the point was, it was just too random. So but I'm super keen to get back in there. I didn't quite understand what was happening when we got to the end part of that level. And then there was like a zone you were suddenly in.
Yeah.
I
don't know how we were to finish that. I don't understand.
Well, it was an area like it was almost like a battle royale zone that was encroaching on us. If you were outside the circle, you were fucking dying.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know what penalty you were paying by.
Is that because it was taking us too long that they just added that thing in, or was that one of the corruption cards or some bullshit?
I'm not sure.
I couldn't work it out.
The point was, you had those two guys at the end. They were just super rock hard. I don't know what you're supposed to do against those. And I was thinking about it before, and I was like, the only way I can see the next way to attack it. You need a rocket launcher
to one hit them.
Well, you need a rocket launcher, but you would definitely need like picking a target and concentrating on. You got to get one of them down as quickly as possible because the two of them are just brutal. So you have to coordinate, right? I just can't see not coordinating and not playing.
Played like loads of like Destiny and stuff like that. There's usually like a big bad, but there's all these others, like the fucking ads, what we call them in like other games. Is like they can be just as dangerous or more dangerous, like as the big bad, because you can just get overwhelmed by all the horde while you're like it's like. In Destiny, there's definitely usually like if you're talking raids, there's six people. So it's like, you lot do take out all the minions and two of us will focus on the big bad.
Right.
That kind of tactic. So I don't know if that's something that really needs to, I don't know.
Like, it is. It's definitely something you need to do. We were getting better, like, we were getting better going through the towns and whatever. I feel like you're already, people are starting to cover the angles better, right? And watching and making sure someone's watching from behind or whatever, and no one's getting snuck up on. Like, not perfect by any means at all, but we certainly weren't, it wasn't as difficult going through, like, what do you want to call those? The hallway episodes to the next big thing, right? We were doing pretty well.
I mean, this is the end of Act 2, so I'm obviously going to ramp it up a little bit.
Cool, but like, this rock hard. That
was horrendous, yeah. I don't, you can, like you say, you can think about how to do it and what you're doing wrong, but you didn't get a chance to think, because they're just fucking on you, aren't they? I don't understand how you can coordinate anything. And once you get hit by it, that's it. And why is someone else trying to save you? They get hit by it. You just get smashed.
You have to have your fighting head on you big time. Mm-hmm. Like, it suddenly goes into mental, like a Call of Duty deathmatch or something in containers, right? Just things everywhere trying to kill you.
But we'll get through it. We definitely needed a fourth wheel there. That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so we need to figure out next time. Well, John Mouse, Chinny, and Mark Hennix, anyone who wants to come in and play. Oh,
that'll be only one of you then that needs to be there.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Like, I could definitely play. Like, Mark, friend of the show, Mark, he's downloaded it as well. So there are people out there you can play with, right?
See,
getting a four stack.
Problem we've got there is I don't, when you lot go into the progress of how far you've got, because every time we've played it, you've joined my game and I've carried on from where we left off. What happens if one of you three or someone else starts the game? Okay. Can you carry on from where we all left off, or is it, can you only carry on from where you've left off if you've played a separate game?
If you've hosted the session.
Yeah. So Dave's never hosted a game. He probably hasn't. On his own, he hasn't done any of the levels. If we join Dave's game, have we all got to start from where Dave's got to?
Don't know,
son.
Because like I said, all I do is go in and set the game up from the last point that we had. But your last points won't be the same as my last point.
No.
Maybe it's clever. Who knows?
Because Chinny couldn't, could Chinny come in and not have played it at all and suddenly join?
Oh man, if you come in right now, it'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
You definitely do because not want we to come in where we are.
Because we haven't done that yet, have we? We haven't tried.
We've probably played almost every level up to that point two or three times.
Oh God, some of them I'm pretty sure we've fucking gone over and over and over and over again. I'm convinced we play the same levels again. Whilst we're still,
you definitely retrace your steps, game. Don't you? That's the thing. That's a bit confusing. I was like you've definitely made progress without me at times, and I'll come back in and go, we've definitely fucking been here before.
Yeah, we've been
all the times. How many times
to that place with the gas station? Three times.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. How many times? One time, the gas station was open. We could go in there. The next time, there was just massive fucking guns on the back of trucks that weren't there the previous time. So we're definitely going back to the same place, but I don't understand why we're going back to the same place or how we're getting
paying no attention to the story whatsoever.
I don't think there is a story, mate. I just think it's just do a level, kill the baddies and move on. Has anyone worked out what the story is yet?
Matt knows.
I don't even know why their zombies are there. No idea.
They're not zombies, they're ridden.
Oh. But it's bloody good
zombies anything
fun.
In a zombie game, are you?
This is never the thing. It's good fun. We've had how many? A dozen evenings playing it. And it's just fucking laugh every time. So
I just want to keep going at it. Yeah.
Don't really care. Just this, it's just a bloody good game to play with friends. It's brilliant. There aren't many games that are like that, that people stick with and play as a
PUBG.
Group.
I think that's
how long ago was that?
Well, I'm playing PUBG again. But I think it's interesting now, like I've got on any Sunday, I could be now playing Back for Blood, or I could be playing PUBG, or I could be playing Valorant, or something on my own. So there's four games, you know, there's always going to be three multiplayer options, you know, and just, you know, it's pretty nice that there's now, you know, back to, it feels like we haven't done that for a long time. Back in the old Xbox days, it was a bit more.
Warzone's died a death, isn't it? When was the last time I played Warzone, Dave?
A couple of weeks ago.
Have you played the new map?
Yes, I have. Yes, yeah. I did. I played one or two, won a game. And I was like, yeah, I really need to play this more. Didn't.
See, that would be my go-to on a Sunday night. Now I just say, Back for Blood, come on, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, there's some options there.
I'll definitely just jump in.
I've uninstalled Halo. I uninstalled Halo.
Boo.
Did you finish it, Fraze?
No. It was just running. It wasn't running that great on my PC in the open world. When we were inside places, it was okay. But once it was trying to.
Oh, the last part of the game is mostly inside anyway.
Yeah, but then I just thought, you know what? I just don't want to play this at my desk.
I'm waiting for the co-op. That's what I'm waiting for.
I'm waiting for an Xbox Series S.
I suppose you ain't upgrading your PC, are you? So.
Not going to happen.
You could jump in on those 3050s that have just come out.
That'd they don't sound that great.
Well, they're not that expensive, and you might be able to buy one.
They are expensive for what they are. They're saying over here. They're saying those are the equivalent of something like a 1650, not far off a 1650. And like those 1650s were $175 cards.
You got?
And these ones are going for $450 over here. It's fucking bullshit.
Well, that's outrageous.
Yeah, but you weren't going to see much less, you know.
Well, you might as well fucking spank it on a 3080 Ti then. Yeah, for like $2,000.
I don't know, man. There's not much that I need to. I don't feel like I need to upgrade really big time. I'd like to, but
I think
most things are running fine.
Time it is now. You probably do need to upgrade, but it's just whether you can or not, isn't it?
Well, I'm still running 1080, but I don't game at 4K. I don't game at 1440. I game at 1080p. I'm quite happy with it. Everything seems to run pretty well. The only thing I've had difficulty with is Halo. Well, yeah, which I am not playing. That's not stopping me playing it. What's stopping me playing it is I'd rather play it on my sofa with a controller.
Steam Link.
Maybe.
I don't think it's not on Steam anyway. Yeah. Series S is a good solution. My son plays. He's only got a couple of games that are actually upgraded to series level, and Fortnite looks fucking bonkers on it. I've got to be honest, but he's only playing at 1080p, but it looks loads better than it did on Xbox One.
Mm. Okay. I still kind of see that as a kiddie looking game.
Yeah, it's just like. The draw distances, it's got ray tracing and all that hoopla. It looks pretty fucking nice. I got to be honest, when I see him play, I was like, oh, it looks all right. It's not my cup of tea at all, but definitely looks quite nice on that.
Yeah.
And if like Halo would run perfectly, I think, on it. If you're only playing at 1080, it would be fine. Series S is perfect for 1080p game.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
just
my
hard drive's a bit limited.
Yeah. So anyway, that's
what
I want
to do. You can download the games and transfer the fuckers, like move them about as you need to, so you don't have to keep downloading them.
Play them on a cloud, dude. Play them on a cloud.
Oh, I did that this week. I played a lot of. I tried the cloud out, ooh. Cloud streaming.
Mm-hmm. And
so I cloud streamed Halo, which
you said about that last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did he?
We've definitely talked about you cloud streaming Halo. You was on about Conan Exiles.
Oh, I cloud streamed that. That did not run very well.
It doesn't run very well anyway.
So. Did not like that at all. Well, Halo is not bad. If you have an Xbox One and you're jonesing to play Halo Infinite, that's probably the way to play it. There's a little bit of input lag, but actually I was very impressed. I was very impressed, I have to say.
Really?
I have to say. Yeah.
I've only ever had it running like shit. And that's with the Series X and 1 gig fucking internet, so...
Yeah, this
I've
was
never had it run smooth.
Old school Xbox One. I mean, the fact that you can play, you know, do that on the old school Xbox One, I was, yeah. It's pretty neat.
Mm. It does clearly say, though, oh, you can stream this game. Or, for a better experience, why not download it? So they're even admitting that it ain't going to be as good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's good for trying something out, isn't it? Like, just like, oh, I'm just going to get a feeler. Let's see if I like it, and then I might download it if it's any good.
It's good to catch an audience of people who don't know any better, right? A lot of kids don't give two shits. They'll be playing Halo. They'll still be enjoying it. They won't notice the sort of 10-millisecond input lag, right? Like us nerdos do.
There's only us old people that need it.
They probably might see it more than the old people do.
Yeah, their eyes move faster than ours, right?
That is the fucking fingers more than anything, mate. My fucking, I don't watch my son playing.
We don't want to know what your son's up to.
I can hear the controller just going. Like, constantly, I'm like, what is he fucking doing on that thing? And he's not got any paddles like I have on my Elite. It's all like thumbs and fingers moving all like a fucking 100 miles an hour. I'm like, it's just crazy.
Oh, dear.
Lucky girlfriend, eh?
Well, he hasn't got a girlfriend, obviously, because he plays too much Fortnite.
It's all practice.
Maybe. That's what you like to tell yourself, isn't it?
All right, gents. Well, I think that's a good point for us to stick a fork in this one and call it done. We've had a good go at it tonight. Just give us a shout if you want to play Back for Blood, anyone. Maybe might be worth getting a WhatsApp group started on that. Ooh. The interest is starting to bubble up.
If only there was some sort of Discord-like thing that we could use.
A central place where we could have everyone together and talk about specific games. Or
yeah, but the problem is with Discord is, can you get notifications for just that one thing? Like, at least with a WhatsApp, you know, it's
what you mean,
you know,
like
dedicated.
Setting up a dedicated channel with roles and
I
things like
don't
that.
Know what I'm talking about, and I don't care. Just put a WhatsApp group together. Send me your phone numbers. Anyway, I have most of these guys. I have them in my phone anyway, so I'll set a WhatsApp group up for Back for Blood.
Put the details in Discord.
Well, I'll just hold my phone number. I'll hold my phone number up on the Twitch screen so people can just.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, you could get six people, including us three.
One of those six people could dox me.
Oh, dear.
All right, gents. Okay, let's call it a night and get out of here. Dave, you're going to take us out?
Yes, I'm going to say thank you for listening to the Sealed Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get us involved, please contact us either on Twitter at SealedPodcast, email us at sealedpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned to Twitter. We have a YouTube and Twitch channel, which we upload and stream to regularly.
And apparently now a WhatsApp group for Back to
and a Fraser's private WhatsApp group for...
Possibly. All right. Okay, gents. Well, then thank you very much. Then just leaves me to say goodbye.
Cheers, guys.
Good night.